From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. In the second half of today's show, we will hear about the investigation of the killing of clothing workers in Cambodia during a protest.
But first, we hear about a new blog in Vietnam that is providing information for Vietnamese who want to learn about the hidden workings of their country's politics. The name of the person responsible for the blog has yet to be made public. Christopher Cruz reports.
The website is called Portrait of Power, or Chan Dung Quyen Luc, in Vietnamese. It publishes documents and photographs said to show corruption among some cabinet officials and their families. The blog has recorded almost 14 million visits since it was launched a month ago. Phan Chi Sung is chairman of an independent group of reporters. He told VOA's Vietnamese service that readers want to know who writes the blog. He thinks the blog is affecting Vietnamese politicians. He says questions about the owner of the blog could lead to suspicion among Communist Party members. He says this could affect party unity. He says party members are already fighting with one another for control of the party. Vietnamese state agencies closely watch the country's media. Blogger Huynh Ngoc Trinh was a reporter at the government-operated newspaper Tan Nhien. He says this strong state control is one reason Vietnamese are increasingly turning to social media for news and information. He says they are looking for stories ignored by the government-controlled press. He says Vietnamese media is like a propaganda tool and is under the control of the Communist Party. He says that is why Portrait of Power has captivated readers. It has news that is reliable and correct. He says this has brought many readers to the blog in a short period of time. Vietnamese officials have yet to answer the accusations made by the blog. But the People's Daily newspaper has suggested that the blog is publishing false information in an effort to damage the image of Vietnamese leaders. State-operated media recently reported the comments of Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Dun. He reportedly said it is impossible to ban social media sites like Facebook, so officials should provide the Vietnamese people with correct information. The newspaper Tan Nhien reported last week that he said people would believe correct and timely information if the government provides it. Some people in Vietnam have said they cannot log on to Facebook. But Vietnamese officials say they have not tried to block it. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is.
Last January, representatives from more than 20 of the world's largest clothing manufacturers wrote a strong letter to the Cambodian government.
The companies asked the government to investigate the killings of at least 5 garment workers. Cambodian security forces shot and killed the workers during violent demonstrations in 2014.
But 1 year after the letter was sent, it seems little progress has been made. Bob Doty reports.
The killings of the garment workers were reported throughout the world. The workers died while protesting in support of an increase in the lowest wage permitted under Cambodian law. At the time, the minimum wage was about $100 a month. The violence came at a time of political unrest in the country because of disputed elections. After the killings, many well-known clothing manufacturers demanded an investigation. The companies included H&M, Adidas, Puma, and Levi Strauss. All of them make clothing in Cambodian garment factories. The manufacturers sent a letter to Prime Minister Hun Sen. The letter demanded that the government punish the killers. But 1 year later, the killers have not been charged. A spokesman for Cambodia's Interior Ministry told VOA that the government sent its request for an investigation to the courts nearly a year ago. VOA sought repeatedly and unsuccessfully to speak with a court official about what had happened to the request. David Welsh leads the Cambodia office of the Solidarity Center, a not-for-profit group. He told VOA that he believes there has been no true effort to hold anyone responsible. Garment manufacturing is important to Cambodia's economy. Garment factories employ 600,000 people. That is more than any other employer. The garment industry is also Cambodia's largest source of money from other countries. The factories export more than $5 billion worth of clothing, mostly to the United States and European Union countries. VOA spoke with representatives of four of the companies that signed the letter: Puma and Adidas, both based in Germany, Levi Strauss, based in the United States, and H&M, based in Sweden. H&M refused to comment. Puma said it would only talk about the letter in partnership with the other businesses that signed it. A spokesperson for Levi Strauss told VOA the company was continuing to persuade the Cambodian government about the need for an investigation. An official with Adidas told VOA that the company had raised the issue with the Ministry of Justice up to the end of last year. The official said in an email that Adidas is waiting for an answer from government officials. I'm Bob Doty.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.